Uh-huh.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
Carl! I just want to tell you, my friend, I'm mighty proud of you. And Hubert and I were just sitting there bragging on you yesterday, and we tried to call you. They said you were in Puerto Rico.
Well, I decided I'd come down here for a couple of days and get a little rest before I got back to Harness, because I was a little bit disappointed the other night. I didn't want to say something that I shouldn't have said, and I've gotten out a couple of statements. I just want you to know that what happened in Georgia was temporary. Our people ought to know better. They do know better. And it's just one of those things. I don't know what happened,
Brad. Well, we don't bother about that, and we love you even more, and you put up a marvelous, gallant fight and did a wonderful job, and we'll always remember it. Both of us are mighty proud of you, and we look forward to a better day, and he had to have some, so.
Do it all over again, I'll tell you that.
Well,
I told him today, because it looked like that our people went from a front row seat to a back row, but I think they realize it now.
Well, don't you say anything mean to them. You just go on because you got too bright a future, and you just say you accept the mandate of the people, and they voted their views, and that's their privilege, and that you had a very fine relationship with the administration, and you're sure that it'll continue, and that you know that regardless of how the people may have voted, how much President and the Vice President think of the people of Georgia, and that I just couldn't think more of them, and we're not going to let this, this is just a little something temporary spat that they just get over.
I sure appreciate you saying that, because I know that's what I will say, but you know how I feel about the whole thing, and I just wanted to see all 50 of them, and when we wound up with those other four down there, I just couldn't understand.
Well,
what you meant for us.
That doesn't make any difference. We're all in this thing together, and Hubert won't say a word to you, and you just give that Betty our love, and we got to figure out when we go hunting sometime. Get old J.B.
Yeah, Lady Bird, we're proud of her, too, and the night of the election, I've never felt so proud in all my life, and I know that you feel that way. It's the greatest victory that any president's ever had, and we love you and we're proud of you, and as I say, we'll stay right there where we've been. We'll never turn away from that line, because we believe in you.
I know it, Carl. Here's Hubert, don't say a word.
Hubert, pick up one. Thanks, morning. Carl Sanders.
Hello, Carl.
Mr. Vice President, how are you this morning?
Well, I'm fine, Carl. And I'm sure.
I'm proud of you, too. I want you to know that.
Well, thank you, and I one of the best things of this whole campaign was the privilege of getting to know you and your lovely wife, Betty.
Well, we feel the same way about you and Merrill, and we also feel that one of the best things that happened to us is when you came down there and allowed some of our fine people to get to know you, because I can assure you of one thing, just like I told the president, we had a few people who temporarily wanted to, instead of betting on the future, they wanted to go back to the past, and of course, I think the day after the election, they wished they had gone down the road to the future, but I think now that they're going to realize what a serious mistake they made, and I think they're going to want to join, and at least we tried to show them the way, and you came and helped us show them the way, and we're proud of you, and I want you to know that.
Well, we'll be working together, Carl, in the days ahead, and I'm sure, I'm just as convinced as I can possibly be that in due time everything will turn out all right. There were a lot of problems this time, you know, for...
Well, I know that, and we realize that,
yep.
But I want you to know, and I said it to the president, I say it again, that as far as we're concerned, we were pleased as punch to be a part of the team. We did what we did because we admired you and respected you, and we believed in you, and we'd do it all over again.
Correct.
We mean that. And I know that with you and the president, we're going to have a great administration, and you just be assured that so far as the governor of Georgia is concerned, that he's right in there pitching with you, and I'll be right down the line.
Well, wonderful, Carl. One of these days this winter, I'm going to come on down there to Thomasville, Georgia, and go hunting on the plantation of a friend of mine from up Minnesota.
I wish you'd let me know.
And I'm going to call you.
I'd like to join you.
That's just what I want to do.
Well, I'll sure be there if you let me know when you're coming.
All right, Carl.
All
God bless.
Appreciate your call.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.